Welcome to the Organic Gardener Podcast. I'm your host, Jackie Marie Beyer. Let's get growing.
Hey, everyone. Jackie Marie Beyer here on the mic. It is Wednesday, March 21st, 2018. And I'm just excited to tell you about all sorts of things. I actually recorded this on Sunday and apparently didn't record, so I'm starting all over. But first of all, I want to thank you so much for listening. I can't believe it, but we are about to break 500,000 downloads. Yes, 500,000 downloads, 500,000 downloads. And that's just amazing. I can't believe it. I just have to thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Like everyone who shared the Organic Gardener Podcast with a friend, everyone who's spreading the word. I mean, it's just phenomenal. I am completely touched. I'm honored to be a host of this amazing podcast where I get to share the stories from people who think like I do, people who care about our planet and are just, you know, all around my peeps. I mean, you know, I'm in several podcasting groups and I know this podcast has been very successful compared to a lot of others. And that's because of you, because you're listening, your guest. I mean, and I'm always looking for guests. I would love to hit all 50 states, which we're getting much closer to. I don't know where I'm at, but I should check on that. So if you know somebody, and the other thing I realized, I talked to Vicki Henderson in Idaho this weekend. And when I talked to her, I really realized, like, I've been trying to figure out what's my niche and how to, and sometimes I get off tangent, but I really feel like, you know, a lot of my listeners are people who have been gardening for a while, although not to say that newbies don't make awesome guests because their lessons are new, but just talking to authentic gardeners more than, it just seems like lately I've been talking to a lot of people who have written books, people who have businesses, and I love those. I love talking, like, I'm excited, can't wait to share the chef, a couple of chefs I've talked to. I reached out to the restaurants, people, a couple I've recorded already. A couple have been booking. They're trying to book with my crazy schedule. And I love all that. But I just, after talking to Vicki in Idaho, who's just an ordinary, everyday backyard gardener who's been doing it for a long time, kind of a lot more like Mike, I just would love to get some more. And she's a listener. She's in the Facebook group. She won a book that we gave away, The Independent Homestead, from a show. So she wrote in. So I think it'd be so cool to have a listener from all 50 states. So I'm reaching out to you, listeners. If you want to come on and be a guest and share your experience, whether you're brand new, you've only had one season, and those lessons are fresh in your head, if you have been doing this for a really long time and you want to share some things that have been successful, if you know somebody, but just, you know, I'm always looking for guests. June is going to be here before you know it, and then I can really start recording. I mean, we were talking about, you know, grades are due, so we're going into the fourth quarter. Parent-teacher conferences are coming up for the last time, getting ready for awards for the kids, testing. We are in major testing, so I am crazy busy right now, but June is going to be here. I've never had a year go so fast. This fourth grade thing is crazy, so if you would like to be a guest, I would love if you reach out to me. I will try to be more in the Facebook group, but Mike is always in the Facebook group. So, you know, just because I can't always quite be there, he, you know, sends things to me. He shares tons of things. It seems like he shares things that get way more likes than the posts that I share. But anyway, he's got a good eye for it. So, you know, definitely going to encourage you to join the Facebook group if you want. The other thing, so a couple of things I'm going to talk about. March 2nd, I went to this amazing teacher training in Bozeman. And the next day I was late for the Free the Seeds in Kalispell here. So the Free the Seeds is the seed share swap thing that we have. But I actually paid for a booth and had my own little booth downstairs, which was supposed to be there at 9. Didn't get there till 10:30, but still have lots of fun. And the first thing that happens is this woman comes up to me and says, "Can you come on our community radio station? Can we play you? Would that be, because we're always looking for content and we would love to have a garden show." And I was like, of course you can have my show on your radio. I mean, wouldn't that be great? So listeners, community research. And that's how PRM picked me up. They said, we want a garden show. They asked their listeners. Somebody said, pick Jackie. We like the Organic Gardener podcast. I mean, who knew? But if you want to share the Organic Gardener podcast with your neighbors, reach out to your community radio station. Reach out to your college radio station, because they probably are looking for content, and maybe they're looking for a garden show. And then your neighbors could start to hear the same podcast you are, and your neighbor who's spraying their dandelions maybe won't spray their dandelions this year. Or maybe you're going to make some new friends from somebody else that reached out that's listening. Or, I mean, I guess it's just, I just want to let you know that that's an option, because it is easy peasy for me. I'm already sending the show to PRN and now this other radio station. So it's not hard to put another email in a file that I'm already, it does take an extra for me to upload it to my website and upload it to Google Docs, which is how I share it. But once it's up on the Google Docs thing, so if you're interested in your neighbors getting to hear the Organic Gardener podcast, you would like to see your people in your community learn there's other options out there, and kind of see a little more, you know, maybe gardening spirit going on, or just, I don't know, whatever it is you like about the show, if you'd like to share it with your neighbors, maybe that could be like your Earth Day New Year's resolution. Like, do you make a New Year's resolution for Earth Day every year? That could be your little activity for this year. Pick up the phone, Google it on a website. You could probably even send them an email. So it's not even like you have to actually make a phone call. Maybe they have a Facebook page. You can send them a message. I mean, you know, and just ask. If they say no, they say no. But who knows? Maybe they'll say yes, and we could share it that way. So I just wanted to put that out there, because I was just tickled, and it never occurred to me. And this woman just, she was so excited to have us be on their community radio station. Another station here in Montana is picking us up. So I wanted to mention that. And then, and the other thing is, you know, I recently found this podcast called Not the Average Runner Podcast. It's just really inspired me. I really need to. You're going to hear this episode where I talk about my last visit to my doctor the other day. I really need my goal, my new, I mean, two New Year's resolutions. I talked to a guy Saturday morning. So it was great. Saturday morning, first I talked to this guy from this business called Life Without Plastics. And my two New Year's resolutions are, one's to log 365 miles in my Runkeeper. And then the other one is to try to quit drinking plastic and using plastic bottles. And so it just worked. But to find this podcast called Not the Average Runner, and there's also the No Meat Athlete, two podcasts that are inspiring me. I found a teaching podcast that I'm just in love with. And just when I find something, I'm like, where have you been? So share, because maybe somebody out there wants to know about this. So basically, that's all I wanted to say about that. The other thing I am super excited to tell you about is I've been going through some changes, and you'll probably hear more about these as time goes on. But right now, I actually bought 5 domain names this month. Yes, 5. RockstarMillennial.com, which you all know, I love Rockstar Millennials, and it's basically just going to be kind of a landing page for if I write a book or something, where I can rave about the amazing rockstar millennials that I have interviewed. I think out of the 230 guests that so far I've interviewed, over 70 of them are millennials. And it's not that I don't love baby boomers. I mean, the baby boomers raised them, or my fellow Gen Xers, or anybody out there. It's just that millennials get such a bad rep. And, you know, ever since that guy sent me, I mean, he's a listener. He's in the Facebook group, I think, or he's a friend of mine on Facebook or somewhere, sent me this video that's like this Gotta Love Millennials. If you Google hashtag Gotta Love Millennials on Facebook, it'll come up. And it's like this guy singing this jam to like the Beatles' Obadi Obada song. So I sang my own one and took a video, a photo from all the millennials that I've interviewed and put together this little montage. And I haven't really promoted it because I kind of wanted to, like, I want Mike to play the drum on it with me, and I just want it to look a little better, and I still need to, like, make sure all the people are actually millennials, although I'm pretty sure I've got it down now. I've reached out to almost everybody, make sure I'm not missing anybody. Like, I missed Kevin in France. And I don't even think Mandy Gerth's picture in there from Kalispell, one of my favorite millennials. I mean, can you believe Mandy Gerth and her husband Jay are feeding 500 families for 26 weeks this summer? That is insane. She was at Free the Seeds. Now, you can't tell me that is a lazy person. She is a rock star millennial, hardcore. So Anyway, rockstarmillennial.com. I bought this one called Life Happens For You, because my motto for 2018 is life happens for you, not to you, and just trying to embrace everything that's awesome. I don't know if anything will ever become of that, but I don't know. It was for, I could buy it and I did. Then I also bought these two teaching websites, authenticmath.com and authenticteacher.com. What happened was I walk into the Trading Post here in Browning one day, and one of my parents from last year is like, I miss you. I miss your Facebook group. I miss your weekend math challenges. And the very first math challenge I think I posted was for my second graders last year was how to build, we were doing arrays, because there's a really big thing in math when you're doing multiplication, an array. And I posted a picture of Mike's potato plants. I'm out in the garden and here's 7 rows of 13 potatoes. What's an array? What's 7 times 13? And it hit me when she said that. That's what I am, an authentic teacher. And I've been posting, and some kids do them, not all the kids do them, but I get just as much of that homework back, if not more. And they're actually writing it, so it's saving paper, because I'm not sending home dittos that don't get done. Anyway, so I have these Facebook challenges that I've been doing for 2 years now. And so that was, first I did authentic math, and then a couple of days later, I'm like, hey, what about authentic teacher? Who knew that would come? So authentic teacher, but then this all kind of spirals back to the day before I went to Free the Seeds. I went to this training in Bozeman where I learned how to teach Bird Scouts. And it's an after-school program for students where they learn to love birds. And it's 12 lessons that are totally aligned with the Common Core. And that's the other thing. I love the Common Core. I totally embrace the Common Core. To me, it gives us freedom to teach instead of these very scripted programs that we've had, although we're still using scripted programs. But anyway, I'm not going to get too sidetracked there, but there's these 12 lessons. My kids in fourth grade have been loving them. I've been kind of like doing a practice run in my classroom because technically I'm supposed to do it after school with fifth through eighth graders, but my fourth graders love them. We have been having a ball. I've never felt like I could teach science so well. And so I bought AwesomeScienceActionClub.com. And so if you have a student, a niece, a nephew, a child in your family, if you're a homeschooler, if you have kids who want to do something fun after school, if they're interested in birding, it's totally free. It's not up yet, but you can go to AwesomeScienceActionClub.com, sign up for the email list. I hope to get the videos made this weekend, because if I would have had my teacher manual home last weekend, they probably would be made. I actually only got my kit in the mail. But anyway, if you know of a student who likes birds, likes nature, wants to learn some science, it's totally fun. It does have a citizen science component where you help collect data for, it's actually based out of California. You would probably have to download some things, but there's some activities that are so fun. My kids like to play, there's like games. There's like one where we did like feathers and learned about like an oil spill, and we like dip feathers in water and then water with oil, and then we tried different soaps to clean them. That, oh my gosh, all my alarms going off for school on the phone. Sorry, but it's just really fun, and I can just pack it into 12 easy lessons that the kids can do. I mean, I think when I run my after-school program here, because I think I had to commit to teaching 20 kids after school these 12 lessons, we're going to do 2 lessons a day, so it's 6 hour-and-a-half lessons, because that's how long tutoring is after school anyway. And but the kids can do it at their own pace. I will guide them through it. I will talk them through it. There will be probably a few things that you might have to download, or you can look at pictures on the computer. So I just wanted to tell you about that, because I figured probably a lot of my listeners are interested in birds. I mean, I love birds, and it's nature, and it's science, and it aligns with the Common Core, and I don't know. So that's what's been new with me. I would love to hear what's new with you. Did I talk about what's growing in my kitchen? So I finally have one of my fourth graders plant me some arugula and some lettuce. We've had some experiments. My classroom this year does not have any windows. So we, you know, cleaned out the milk cartons, put some dirt in them. Mike sent some dirt over for me, planted some seeds, got some herbs to grow, and then they basically all died. And I think it's because they have to have natural light. I mean, I thought they were going to do okay in the classroom. They kind of, they sprouted and then they just fizzled out. But the lettuce and the arugula I brought up here, it is so good. It's growing so fast. I mean, I think he just planted them like 2-3 weeks ago, and he felt so good doing this job for me. And anyway, so, you know, you could start. Mike's got his broccoli starts. I would love to see, what are you starting this year? And I've been trying to post pictures of Mike and Mai's garden. Actually, what I was trying to do is remake the 2018 Garden Journal and Data Keeper. And it's actually going to be called the 2018 Spring Garden Journal. It's going to be for sale on Amazon for only $8.95. By just taking out January and February, it cut the price down by that much. So good thing to know for next year. I was hoping it was going to come out yesterday, March 20th. But I wanted to add some things in there about what you should be doing each month. Although I got to say, Carolyn, my good friend showed up at Free the Seeds with her book in hand, and some people that actually bought them have been telling me how much they love them. And I'm like, really? How do you even write in them before there's too much going? I mean, I have some recipes, but they've been telling me they've been writing recipes, getting excited about what they're going to do. Several people that I've talked to on the show since then have talked about data and how important data is and how much they like to go back through it. So the 2018 Spring Garden Journal will be out pretty quick. The regular Organic Gardener Podcast 2018 Garden Journal and Data Keeper you can get for $12.95 on Amazon. You can download January for free right now, I think, on my website, just the PDF if you want. But what's growing in your garden? Mike didn't plastic in our garden, I guess, because we got two new kittens, and he said that they would just destroy the plastic. He didn't think he could possibly keep them from tearing it to shreds. Plus, so here's another math challenge I had for my kids last weekend, because we've been doing fractions and getting the big critical fraction test ready. He told me to go to the store and get half-inch staples. And I get to the store, and there's 3/8 of an inch, 5/16 of an inch, and I think 1/4 inch or something. And so I asked the kids, did I get the right, I bought 3/8, did I get the right thing? Which one's the biggest? Which one's the smallest? And it was just, you know, I took a picture of all the staples in the store. So those are the kind of things that I like to teach with my kids and share with my kids. Just stuff where I'm actually out there in life using math, giving them challenges, doing reading, doing science. So if you have any suggestions for that, you know, certainly I would love it if you have any students who are interested. So I feel like I'm starting to ramble. I've gone through everything that I wrote down that I wanted to talk about. If you have anything that we can do to help you, I mean, Mike and I are just, you know, really want to help you build your own organic oasis. And like I said, if you want to be a guest, if you know of a guest, if you want to share your story, we would love to have you, because talking with a listener is just about the coolest thing. And if there's, I don't know, anything else I can do. Thanks for listening. Have an awesome day. Let me know if you're doing something exciting for Earth Day. Reach out to your community radio station, maybe, if you think that they might be interested in carrying the Organic Gardener podcast. And just let's get growing. There was one other thing I wanted to talk about. So I just want to plant a little golden seed of my own. I'm looking for someone to help me with the Organic Gardener podcast, someone to come onto the team. And of course, it's going to start out very, very part-time in the beginning, because I'm someone who definitely believes in paying what you're worth. I'd rather pay high wages and have less hours, but get somebody who's interested in quality. But I also believe very, very much it has to be a listener. I always say customers make the best employees. When I was a manager of a print shop many, many, many years ago, I believed in hiring customers. I just believe somebody who knows the content, believes in our message, is somebody who's going to be the right person. So if you would be interested in helping with the Organic Gardener podcast, like I said, very temporary in the beginning, but hopefully growing into a, you know, steady position. You know, some of the day-to-day tasks, somebody who has some website experience, maybe more social media experience than I am, because that's definitely not my strong point. I think it says a lot that we're about to break 500,000 downloads with very little social media out there. I'm definitely interested in taking applications or resumes, or reach out to me at orgpodcast@gmail.com. I'm hoping to get somebody on board by the summer so that we can expand the Organic Gardener podcast and just grow it a little. But I would definitely want to hire somebody who starts as a listener first. So just a little golden seed to plant out there if you're somebody listening who wants to help, who has website experience, you know, certainly somebody, a rock star millennial who's going to college that could work it into some kind of internship. So they got like college credits, and I'm a certified teacher. I would think we could get something like that going. Might even help, because you would certainly learn a ton about agriculture. And I'm going to have somebody from our local college, from Flathead Valley Community College, come on and talk about a new agriculture and women program that they've got started, some classes here. That I think has some good grant money with it. So if you have any questions about that, we've had a very hard time connecting with my schedule because our schedules are kind of aligned as far as she works 8 to 4 when I'm teaching. So, but anyway, just a little golden seed I wanted to plant out there. If somebody is interested in helping, coming on board the Organic Gardener podcast, we're getting ready to hopefully have somebody come on and help. I don't know how I could have forgot that part, but I did. So happy spring, everybody.
FreeGardenCourse.com. Mike and I have developed some lessons to help you create your very own organic oasis. We'll guide you through the steps to build your perfect natural landscape, an edible earth-friendly yard, a sustainable deep bed garden, or even start a small profitable market farm. We'll show you how to save time, lower your produce bill, collect usable data, eat healthy, nutritious food with minimal labor, use the most effective and efficient production methods currently being used in backyard gardens as well as market farms, and maybe even help you find some profitable markets. We've designed it to save you time, lower your produce bill, and help you eat healthy, nutritious food. There's checklists, there's outside reading, video assignments. You can join the online Facebook community where there's lots of people from around the world to help you get your garden started today. So remember, freegardencourse.com. If you know somebody who would benefit from the Organic Gardener podcast, we would just love it if you would share it with a friend. Thanks again for listening, and remember to grow.